3 at 6, a 24-hour suspension. That's what these Phoenix officers are getting for repeatedly punching and tasering an innocent deaf man with cerebral palsy. Tonight, a lot of people speaking out about these new suspensions.
That discipline was just announced 7 months after that violent arrest. ABC 15 Chief Investigator Dave Biskoping exposed that video that led to all of this, and Dave's here to break down that fallout.
The police chief says the suspension showed that Phoenix is committed to accountability. The police union says the chief is pathetic for disciplining officers at all. And then there are others who say the chief, the police department, and the union have lost the public's trust.
Let's see.
Tyrone McAlpin was arrested 7 months ago. Officers went after him based on entirely made-up allegations from another man. We broke the story. It immediately drew national outrage, so Phoenix opened an internal investigation. The result? The police chief issued 24-hour unpaid suspensions to the three officers involved. Two of the officers will also be required to attend additional de-escalation training.
What do you think about this announcement, this level of discipline for this case?
Well, you know, it's obviously it's far too little, far too late, and it appears to be completely political in nature.
Jesse Showalter is one of Tyrone's attorneys. We asked him to respond to the discipline.
So I'm going to read you something, a statement from the chief in this media advisory. He said, quote, "The decision to suspend the officers reflects our commitment to accountability and maintaining public trust." You were there. I was there. We watched in court when officers went in to testify against McAlpin that there were ranking members of the Phoenix Police Department and the Public Information Office who sat and watched that video, watched this hearing, watched this testimony, and no investigation was opened for another, you know, week or two. And that's when, you know, we did a story in this video, then went everywhere all across the country, and the outrage grew. So what do you think about that statement from the chief?
It does not seem that they are at all interested in accountability. If they were interested in accountability, they would have come out 7 months ago and said, hey, we have a problem here.
The Phoenix Police Union also put out a statement about the discipline, saying they were appalled by the suspension and calling the chief shameful and pathetic. The union also claims Tyrone attacked the officers.
It should never be a surprise what the union says, because they have one job and one job only, and that is to prevent their officers from being held accountable. The union is just laughing at the general public. They're just laughing at the city of Phoenix, and you know, they really don't care about reality.
The union statement also provides inside information. It claims the officers were found in policy by Phoenix PD's Force Evaluation and Review Unit, but that was suddenly reversed due to public pressure based on biased media reporting.
If that is true, it should be terrifying. Because if that is true, what it means is that the city of Phoenix, its police department, trains officers that they can attack disabled people, African-American people, pretty much any member of the public, without any provocation, based on false claims, and that is the city of Phoenix policy.
Chief Michael Sullivan declined our interview request, and Phoenix says that's because the officers can still appeal their discipline, and that process is still ongoing. I'm Investigator Dave Biskoping, ABC 15, Arizona.
Dave, thanks. The NAACP on this also released a pretty lengthy statement. Let's get to it in part. It says, let's be clear, this is not accountability. This is not justice. There is no community trust when a black man is assaulted, arrested, and falsely accused by the police. There is no community trust when it takes 8 months to investigate an incident that the entire country witnessed.